WGIL.
842 Galesburg's Morning News. Glad to have you with us on this Tuesday morning. Tom Meredith, Cameron Line, Nick Isher. Well, going to talk with a young man who is a 1997 graduate of Galesburg High School, and his basketball coaching journey has taken him through pretty much every level of college basketball as an assistant at one level or another, from the junior college level in Garden City, Kansas, Division One, or Coffeyville, Kansas, Division One with Long Beach State, and most recently as an assistant at Division Two Quincy University, as he kind of came back home last year, and now is the new head basketball coach on the men's side at Quincy University. And we welcome in this morning Ryan Hellenthal. Ryan, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. Doing great today, and appreciate you having me on again.
Well, yeah, I know it's always been great talking to you at different levels, and you know, looking back your Long Beach days, seeing you on the TV during the NCAA tournament, and just all the levels. And I know we talked a little bit about this before, but you've been doing the assistant thing for a long time. Was there a plan in place that you wanted to be a head coach at some point, or are you just going to kind of take as much time as it was going to be?
No, I think you definitely want to try to be a head coach at some point, Tom. A lot of work over 15, 16 years of being in the business and being around the country at different places and being a part of different programs, working for other great coaches. I think you always have in the back of your mind, you prepare each day to get that head coaching job. And awfully lucky to be able to be the head coach now at Quincy. And with the understanding that a lot of people go their whole careers and don't get that opportunity. So I'm very humbled and very thankful because it has been a long journey been a lot of good stops along the way, but the opportunity to lead my own program and represent Quincy University is something that I'm very, very excited about.
Well, talk about how this happened. Marty Bell is not that old. I'm going to say that because we're the same age, but he was doing double duty there, which is, man, that's, and we're talking about, and your dad could attest to this, how hard it would be an athletic director and a head coach at a small university, but still at the university level.
Right. No, Tom, he was doing double duty and doing double duty very, very well. When I came here last year as an assistant, I just was looking for another opportunity to be a part of something special because I knew they had really good kids in their program and they had a chance to have a really good basketball season, which we did. After the season, I could tell, that he was being pushed in a lot of different directions, but we stayed the course and kept talking basketball throughout the summer. And here the last couple of weeks, I could tell that it was really weighing on his mind. In terms of our institution here at Quincy University, he probably needed to, in his mind, choose one direction or another. He's a wonderful athletic director. He's a great leader to all the coaches in our department. So he decided to focus on that, which is great for our institution to have somebody of his caliber in that leadership role, but certainly worked out well for me having been here the last year and kind of getting the lay of the land a little bit in terms of how we like to do things. So it all just happened here the last couple of weeks.
How long had he been doing both jobs?
He'd been doing both jobs for 10 years.
Really?
And unbelievable, really, when you think about it, because the GLVC is one of the best Division II conferences in the country, and not only to run an athletic department in that league takes a lot of work, but then to put a competitive basketball team on the floor in that league, it's really remarkable, to tell you the truth. So his accomplishments and, both on and off the floor for what he's meant for Quincy University in both roles is really, really special.
Yeah, that is hard to fathom doing that for 10 years because you're talking about he's doing two full-time jobs for 10 years because that head coaching position, even an assistant, is a full-time job. The AD is more than a full-time job. I mean, honestly, both are more than you're working overtime in both of those jobs.
No question. You're like I said, the field of competitive basketball team with the recruiting and everything that's involved now, and then to also have, you know, 30 coaches depending on you every day to provide a good, you know, a good leadership structure in the athletic department. I mean, it was just, I can remember thinking last year when I got here, he just did an unbelievable job, and to manage and balance both roles with his time management and everything else, it was just crazy. And I know that he's excited about being able to focus on one, and I certainly have big shoes to fill on the other end because he did such a good job. But I'm excited for the challenge.
Talking with Ryan Hellenthal, the 1997 Galesburg High School graduate, the new men's head basketball coach at Quincy University, as he mentioned, a Division II level school. Ryan, talk a little bit about the differences that we as a fan don't know or don't see between the different levels. You've done it at all levels. I know at the junior college level, especially the places you were at, you got Division I talent guys that just for whatever reason either didn't have the grades to get into the D1 school or for whatever reason. But what's the difference? Because with Division II, yes, you do have scholarships. What's the difference? Is there that I know there are some guys that probably have Division I talent and have maybe transferred, but is it there's not quite as much depth of that kind of talent, or what's the biggest difference?
No, I think the biggest difference when you think about Division II, Tom, is you get kids that are kind of on the fence in terms of Division I, in terms of having the ability to play Division I. There's, you know, we have guys in our program that are capable of playing on Division I basketball teams, but for whatever reason, whether it be location or style of play or other various things, I think you get more kids at the Division II level that are really looking for that student athlete experience, where they can really focus on that dual commitment of academics and athletics and being happy at that place. We do get a lot of Division I transfers that maybe played in the Missouri Valley or the Ohio Valley Conference or leagues like that maybe necessarily aren't getting the playing time that they want, and they'll bounce back down to Division II, because I'll be honest with you, Tom, the GLVC is a league where we've got Division I programs in this league and Division I players in this league. So there's not a lot of difference, but I think you do get the student athlete who is really committed to that kind of that dual role of academics and athletics at this level, as opposed to, you know, the Division I level. And I'm not saying those athletes aren't good student athletes, but a lot of times you get that guy who's really focused on making that a career for himself. And so I think those would be the major differences. The junior college level, of course, you get your Division I athletes and your Division I players that just don't have the academic profile at that time to qualify for a D1 or a D2 school. So those would be the main differences.
Mm-hmm. Ryan Hellenthal, he is the new men's head basketball coach at Quincy University, a 1997 graduate of Galesburg High School. Of course, his dad, Mike, a longtime athletic director here at Galesburg High, also had coached in Quincy as well. So it was a homecoming, as we talked when you took the job as an assistant in Quincy, a homecoming of sorts for you there. So you're a guy with two hometowns, really.
Yeah. We talk about my dad, but I've been blessed to have a great family. You know, I got my mom Janice and stepdad Walt live in Galesburg there still, and have been some of my biggest supporters as well. And still get back to Galesburg a little bit, and am proud to have went to high school there and worn the Silver Streak uniform. That was something that I'll never forget. But like you said, I've been lucky to be able to grow up here in Quincy as a young boy, and then to kind of finish it off before I went to college there in Galesburg. So, but I've had a great support system, Tom, and I owe a lot of people a lot of thank yous for, you know, the support they've showed me over the last 15 years kind of in trying to get a job like this. And, you're only as good as the people around you, and you've watched enough sports to know that. And I've been blessed with a great family and a great support system.
Absolutely. Talk, Ryan, a little bit about the different jobs in coaching, because you've been a director of basketball operations at Division One, you've been, you know, recruiting coordinator, you've done so many different, what are the differences at the assistant level of the actual job duties?
Right. You know, the one thing that I set out to do when I was a young professional in this business trying to figure it out was try to do as much as I can to be able to give me the experience of all different types of things when this day came, you know. And so, I started out as a junior college assistant, which was great because I was able to, at 22, 23 years old, be able to recruit student athletes that were Division I caliber players like we talked about. And to be able to get that kind of experience at a young age and to be able to have to make that happen for those programs, especially out in Kansas, to be successful was a great experience for me. You know, then moving on to the director of basketball operations, it's more of an administrative role. But at the same time, you're still a member of the staff. You're still in daily meetings. You're still doing basketball stuff. You're not doing any recruiting, but you're planning team travel. You're working on academics with student athletes. You're doing some of the behind the scenes things that really make a program go. And so, when I went from Kansas to Boise State as a director of basketball operations, I did that just to be able to experience the Division I staff and the inner workings of that, and really forced me to really be, you know, the organization piece as far as that goes, because you are the kind of the brains that makes the staff go when you're in that spot. So I did that for several years, enjoyed that, but I did miss the recruiting and I did miss some of the on the floor coaching. Now, when you talk about, you know, being an assistant and being a recruiting coordinator, that's what I've done here the last several years. You're planning practice, you're planning game plans, you're basically acting like a head coach, in a lot of ways. So that's what I focused on the last several years was really that recruiting element and that being prepared every day, you know, whether it's for a game or being on the floor or, you know, being able to manage our players off the floor. So those are kind of a brief synopsis of the different jobs that I've had.
Ryan Hellenthal joining us this morning, 1997 Galesburg High School graduate, the new men's head basketball coach at Quincy University. Well, in some ways, short notice taking over that program. What do you foresee this upcoming season? Many changes in what you're doing, strategically, offensively, defensively. Are you going to try to keep it simple and not many changes going into your first season at this point?
Well, I think it starts with Coach Bell, and I'm certainly not going to reinvent the wheel. Okay, Tom, he had a lot of success, and he put this program back on the map over 14 seasons, and has put this program in position to be successful down the road. Now, in saying that, we lost our top seven players. Okay,
wow. So that makes it easy then. Man.
So I'm sitting here, you know, August 14th or 15th or whatever it is, with school starting in a week, you know, having lost six seniors and our top seven, and there's certainly going to be some challenges. You know, we have brought in five junior college players this spring that'll be student athletes here this fall. So I think my biggest challenge initially is going to be able to get everybody on the same page, because we do have five new guys, five junior college transfers, and one high school kid that's coming in as a freshman. So we're going to have to get on the same page very, very quickly. And our schedule is very, very tough. So we may experience some growing pains here year one. But, again, you know, I'm not going to reinvent the wheel. We've got some guys coming back that have been in the program that know our system. I'm excited about the aspect of just being able to roll my sleeves up and kind of put my imprint on the program and lead the program forward. But it's certainly going to have its challenges here year one, Tom.
Absolutely. Well, one of my favorite things is being where you're located there, when we get down there to do the girls game, when the Streaks play there, is getting to the Abbey, which is right at your kind of your doorstep there.
no question. I'll tell you what, Quincy has great food, and the Abbey is one of those places. It's very, very popular here.
Yep, absolutely. Well, Ryan, again, congratulations on the position. I know you're going to do a great job there, and looking forward to keeping track. And hopefully, we'll get to chat again maybe as the season gets a little bit closer.
No, I appreciate you having me on, Tom. You've always been a great supporter, and I appreciate all the years that you've kept in touch, and I'm happy to have grown up in Galesburg and appreciate all the people there.
Absolutely. Hey, tell your dad hi. Hope he's doing well.
I will do that.
All right. Ryan, again, thanks so much, and congratulations.
Thank you.
That is Ryan Hellenthal, 1997 Galesburg High School graduate, the new men's head basketball coach at Quincy University.